dangers of disease through butter, and the evil of the free use of eggs by small children, yet we should not consider it a violation of principle to use eggs from hens that are well cared for and suitably fed. Eggs contain properties that are remedial agencies in counteracting certain poisons. 353 CD 352.4. Some, in abstaining from milk, eggs, and butter, have failed to supply the system with proper nourishment, and as a consequence have become weak and unable to work. Thus health reform is brought into disrepute. The work that we have tried to build up solidly is confused with strange things that God has not required, and the energies of the church are crippled. But God will interfere to prevent the results of these two strenuous ideas. The gospel is to harmonize the sinful race. It is to bring the rich and poor together at the feet of Jesus. CD 353.1, Letter 37, 1901, 592. The poor say, when health reform is presented to them, "What shall we eat? We cannot afford to buy the nut foods." As I preach the gospel to the poor, I am instructed to tell them to eat that food which is most nourishing. I cannot say to them, "You must not eat eggs or milk or cream. You must use no butter in the preparation of food." The gospel must be preached to the poor, and the time has not yet come to prescribe the strictest diet. CD 353. God will diet, but I wish to say that when the time comes that it is no longer safe to use milk, cream, butter, and eggs, God will reveal this. No extremes in health reform are to be advocated. The question of using milk and butter and eggs will work out its own problem. At present we have no burden on this line. Let your moderation be known unto all men. CD 353.3. Part II. Lard and grease. Grease is defined by Webster as animal fat, especially when soft, any fatty, oily, or unctuous substance. Ellen White stated that olives, properly prepared, may be eaten with benefit at every meal, the oil in them providing a substitute for animal oil and butter. CMH 298, 70-134. This seems to indicate that a limited amount of fat, particularly from vegetable sources, is a part of a healthy dietary. 1868-1T681-593. Many do not feel that this is a matter of duty, hence they do not try to prepare food properly. This can be done in a simple, healthful, and easy manner, without the use of 354 lard, butter, or flesh meats. Skill must be united with simplicity. To do this, women must read, and then patiently reduce what they read to practice. Lard discarded from principle. -317 CD 353.4 CTBH 47 1890 CH 115 594. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple way, free from spice and grease of all kinds, make, with milk or cream, the most healthful diet. CD 354.1 1868-T63 595. Food should be prepared with simplicity, yet with a nicety which will invite the appetite. You should keep grease out of your food. It defiles any preparation of food you may make. CD 354.2 CTBH 46 47 1890 CH 114 596. Many a mother sets a table that is a snare to her family. Flesh meats, butter, cheese, rich pastry, spiced foods, and condiments are freely partaken of by both old and young. These things do their work in deranging the stomach, exciting the nerves, and enfeebling the intellect. The blood-making organs cannot convert such things into good blood. The grease cooked in the food renders it difficult of digestion. CD 354.3, Letter 322, 1905-597. We do not think fried potatoes are healthful, for there is more or less grease or butter used in preparing them. Good baked or boiled potatoes, served with cream and a sprinkling of salt, are the most healthful. The remnants of Irish and sweet potatoes are prepared with a little cream and salt and rebaked, and not fried. They are excellent. CD 354.4, Letter 297, 1904-598. Let all who sit down at your table see upon it well-cooked, hygienic, palatable food. Be very careful in regard to your eating and drinking, brother, so that you will not continue to have a diseased body. Eat regularly, and eat only food that is free from grease. CD 354.5-1868-T45-599. A plain diet, free from spices and flesh meats and grease of all kinds, would prove a blessing to you, and would 355 save your wife a great amount of suffering, grief, and despondency. CD 354.6-1869-T352-600. Grains and fruits prepared free from grease, and in as natural a condition as possible, should be the food for the tables of all who claim to be preparing for translation to heaven. Lard not used in Whitehall-appendix I colon 4 camp meaning food to be simple and free from grease negative 124 greasy mixtures not used in the Whitehall-appendix I colon 21 CD 355.1 part milk and cream part of unrushing, palatable diet CTBH 47-1890-CH-114-115-601. God has furnished man with abundant means for the gratification of an unperverted appetite. He has spread before him the products of the earth, a bountiful variety of food that is palatable to the taste, and nutritious to the system. Of these our benevolent Heavenly Father says we may freely eat. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple way, free from spice and grease of all kinds, make, with milk or cream, the most healthful diet. They impart nourishment to the body, and give a power of endurance and a vigor of intellect that are not produced by a stimulating diet. CD 355.2-1909-91-62-602. Food should be prepared in such a way that it will be appetizing as well as nourishing. It should not be robbed of that which the system needs. I use some salt, and always have, because salt, instead of being deleterious, is actually essential for the blood. Vegetables should be made palatable with a little milk or cream, or something equivalent. CD 355.3 Some, in abstaining from milk, eggs, and butter, have failed to supply the system with proper nourishment, and as a consequence have become weak and unable to work. Thus health reform is brought into disrepute. CD 355.4 The time will come when we may have to discard some of the articles of diet we now use, such as milk and cream and 356 eggs, but it is not necessary to bring upon ourselves perplexity by premature and extreme restrictions. Wait until the circumstances demand it, and the Lord prepares the way for it. CD 355.5 The Danger of Unsafe Milk 1902-71-35-603. Milk, eggs, and butter should not be classed with flesh meat. In some cases the use of eggs is beneficial. The time has not come to say that the use of milk and eggs should be wholly discarded. There are poor families whose diet consists largely of bread and milk. They have little fruit, and cannot afford to purchase the nut foods. In teaching health reform, as in all other gospel work, we are to meet the people where they are. Until we can teach them how to prepare health reform foods that are palatable, nourishing, and yet inexpensive, we are not at liberty to present the most advanced propositions regarding health reform diet. CD 356.1 Let the diet reform be progressive. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter, because disease in animals is increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. The time is near when, because of the iniquity of the fallen race, the whole animal creation will groan under the diseases that curse our earth. Not to be wholly discarded by those especially needing milk negative 625 people to be taught how to cook without milk negative 807 CD 356.2 letter 1, 1873-604. We have always used a little milk and some sugar. This we have never denounced, either in our writings or in our preaching. We believe cattle will become so much diseased that these things will yet be discarded. But the time has not yet come for sugar and milk to be wholly abolished from our tables. Use of milk and sugar together, see, milk and sugar, section XXCB 356.31870-T369605. Animals from which milk is obtained are not always healthy. They may be diseased. A cow may be apparently 357 well in the morning, and die before night. Then she was diseased in the morning, and her milk was diseased, but you did not know it. The animal creation is diseased. CD 356.4 Union Conference Record Australasian, July 28, 1899 606. The light given me is that it will not be very long before we shall have to give up any animal food. Even milk will have to be discarded. Disease is accumulating rapidly. The curse of God is upon the earth, because man has cursed it. CD 357.1 Sterilization of Milk 1905 MH 302 607. If milk is used, it should be thoroughly sterilized. With this precaution, there is less danger of contracting disease from its use. CD 357.2 Letter 39, 1901-608. The time may come when it will not be safe to use milk. But if the cows are healthy and the milk thoroughly cooked, there is no necessity of creating a time of trouble beforehand. CD 357.3 A substitute for butter. Letter 45, 1903-609. I eat but 2 meals a day, and still follow the light given me 35 years ago. I use no meat. As for myself, I have settled the butter question. I do not use it. This question should easily be settled in every place where the purest article cannot be obtained. We have good milch cows, a Jersey and a Holstein. We use cream, and all are satisfied with this. CD 357.4 Letter 331, 1904 MM 269, 610. I cannot see the need of butter where there is abundance of fruit and of sterilized cream. For context, see 588 CD 357.5 Letter 5, 1870-611. We place no butter upon our table. Our vegetables are generally cooked with milk or cream and made very palatable. We think a moderate amount of milk from a healthy cow not objectionable. 358 Milk and cream used in the Whitehone-Appendix I:4, 13, 14, 16, 22. Use of milk and cream in the preparation of food. -517, 518, 522. Recommended for camp meeting diet. -491 CD 357.6 The strictest diet not best. Letter 37, 1901-612. We are to be brought into connection with the masses. Should health reform be taught them in its most extreme form, harm would be done. We ask them to leave off eating meat and drinking tea and coffee. That is well. But some say that milk also should be given up. This is a subject that needs to be carefully handled. There are poor families whose diet consists of bread and milk, and, if they can get it, a little fruit. All flesh foods should be discarded, but vegetables should be made palatable with a little milk or cream or something equivalent. The poor say, when health reform is presented to them, what shall we eat? We cannot afford to buy the nut foods. As I preach the gospel to the poor, I am instructed to tell them to eat that food which is most nourishing. I cannot say to them, you must not eat eggs or milk or cream. You must use no butter in the preparation of food. The gospel must be preached to the poor, and the time has not yet come to prescribe the strictest diet. CD 358.1 The time will come when we may have to discard some of the articles of diet we now use, such as milk and cream and eggs, but my message is that you must not bring yourself to a time of trouble beforehand, and thus afflict yourself with death. Wait till the Lord prepares the way before you. CD 358.2 I assure you that your ideas in regard to diet for the sick are not advisable. The change is too great. While I would discard flesh meat as injurious, something less objectionable may be used, and this is found in eggs. Do not remove milk from the table or forbid its being used in the cooking of food. The milk should be procured from healthy cows, and should be sterilized. CB 358.3. The time will come when milk cannot be used as freely as it is now used, but the present is not the time to discard it. 359 CB 358.4. But I wish to say that when the time comes that it is no longer safe to use milk, cream, butter, and eggs, God will reveal this. No extremes in health reform are to be advocated. The question of using milk and butter and eggs will work out its own problem. At present we have no burden on this line. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Health foods to take place of milk and butter. -583 CB 359.1. God will provide. Letter 151, 1901, 613. We see that cattle are becoming greatly diseased, the earth itself is corrupted, and we know that